Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Marriage Therapy Radio. This is Zach. I'm here with Laura. This is episode 71. If you have not listened to episode 70, go back and do that, because it feels like these three episodes, 70, 71, and 72, are all part of the same kind of run of content, and they build on each other. Also, there's an offer on episode 70 that I wouldn't want you to miss. But before we start episode 71, I want to make you aware of two things. The first is that Laura and I are working on a new project that we're super excited about, but we want to hear from you. We're going to send out an email later this week. If we do not have your email address and you want to provide some input, please roll over to Marriage Therapy Radio and give us your email address, and we'll make sure that you get contacted. We're going to send it out probably Thursday or Friday, so go ahead and do that now or in the next day or so. The second thing is, apparently my microphone is not working out that great. In this episode in particular, I think my voice is a little wonky. At least that's what my sound engineer says. And I just wouldn't want you to be sad that I didn't sound like me. Please forgive the sound quality in this episode and maybe the next one. But most of all, remember, shoot us your email, especially if you want us to include you in our sort of discovery process, and keep your ears open, eyes open for what's coming next from Zach and Laura. But for now, episode 71, stick around.
Well, this is our second time recording because I had to kick my husband out of the room.
although I do want to say that when I said to say hi, Ryan, he said,
hi, Ryan,
which is the same joke that Rebecca made. That's so great. They're simpatico.
But the reason why we're re-recording is because I basically told him to get the F out. and he then proceeded to make a bunch more noise. And I was like, we have to re-record. We're just being spiteful. Okay.
Well, you guys are in a crunch, right? You were showing me your to-do list.
Yeah. I like sprung out of bed this morning at 5:55 to start doing all the things on my to-do list, because we're getting ready to leave for 3 weeks in the camper. We're doing the Great Pacific Northwest Tour.
Right on.
And on the 13th.
And visiting me.
That's right. I will be spending a day with you on the 13th, and then another day with you coming up this weekend. 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I was trying to tell you before, you so urgently cut us off.
It was Ryan that urgently cut us off. It wasn't me.
I was telling you about how, like, it's cool to make a to-do list, but you actually get the same dopamine hit when you check stuff off your to-do list as you do when somebody kind of likes your thing on Facebook or whatever.
Ooh.
It's the same kind of charge that you get. And so I think, go ahead and check your list off and just let it fuel you all day long.
I love that. I don't usually make lists. I have an ongoing list in my mind, but it felt really good to write it down. No
list. Mine lists are not good.
Mm. Do you know that I have a book list on my phone? It's like 77 books long. Pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell you how many people reached out to me and said, hey, Laura, by the way, somebody sent me on Facebook. I don't even know how they found me on Facebook. They sent me a dad joke. Now our listeners are now taunting me with Facebook jokes or with dad jokes. But there's that shirt that says, what does it say?
It says dad joke. I think you mean rad joke.
Yes. So I have had no fewer than five people send me an image of that shirt and be like, Zach's Father's Day is coming up. I heard Zach's birthday is coming up. So you may or may not be receiving a shirt in your honor for your birthday.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Yeah, we had a, I'm going to not tell this joke, but suffice to say, my new favorite joke to tell is the one about the chicken who borrows the library books. And and the punchline is Reddit, because just you have to trust me. It's very funny.
Hold on. I have to find. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. You talk a little bit and I'm going to find the dad joke that somebody sent me. And I will, I think her name's, I don't remember, but I'm going to find it because I'm going to do her honor. I'm going to do her justice. And if you guys want to find me on Instagram or Facebook and taunt me with your horrible dad jokes, that's just fine.
Well, this one dude is like totally getting into it with another dude. They're like trading jokes.
They're like communicating to each other.
No. He like sent one in and I read it on and then I read somebody else's and he was like, that one was lame. So here's another one.
All right, Miss Jones, this one says, I have a pen that can write underwater. I can also write other words too. That's Miss Jones.
That's right. Good. I love it.
Okay. What are we talking about today? You had an idea. You had some passion.
I have a theory. Yeah. I'm working on this theory. And it's a theory about how you can and you should learn how to say yes and no at the same time. Now you had a thing that we did a while back about how kind of you were talking about the power of yes and how you were going to say yes all the time. And I think that's cool. And I think that's right. I'm talking about how to say yes when you really mean no.
I already don't like this one at all.
Yeah. Sorry. Because it's brilliant.
It doesn't seem like you're being like you're double. Okay. Go on. I'll let you say your theory and then I'll break it down in a second. Like break it apart.
Okay. So this started with me with Mary, my 12-year-old. I've told this story. I know you've heard it before, but I don't know if the podcast has, but when she was about 9, we watched The Martian and she was like, Dad, I want to go to Mars.
Yep.
And I was like, 100% sure she wasn't going to Mars. That was not going to happen. Now, of course, we can make room for like future astronaut and space travel and stuff, but I'm talking about in this moment. But you know what I did? I said, yeah, let's do it. Let's make a list.
Yep.
Let's do some Google research. Let's draw our spaceship up and see what we need. Let's figure out whether or not we really can grow potatoes on Mars. And you know, we had like 20 minutes of just the best time dreaming and imagining. And then I was like, oh babe, they're not letting anybody go to Mars. And plus if you do, you're going to be the same age when you get back and we'll all be 187 years old and that's not going to work out. So I think we should just bag it. And she was like, okay. But to me, that was a win versus going, oh, sorry, babe, there's no Mars. This is all a made up story.
Yeah.
Can't do it because I got some relationship out of it. Now, where I've started to take this into my practice is that I think people get hung up on the no that they get from their partner and it stops the relationship.
Yeah.
And so yesterday I was having this exact conversation with this couple. They were driving along and she's kind of she was in the front seat. You have to call her backseat driver. And she was like saying, hey, you need to be in that lane. And he was like, no, this lane is just fine. She's like, yeah, but this lane is going to da, da, da. And he was like, no, I'm going to be fine. I don't need to because it's going to merge over here. And there are people doing, and they got in this big argument about it.
Yeah.
And then they told me about it, which means they spent money telling me about an argument they had about which lane of traffic they were going to be in.
Oh, it's not about the lane. Like,
I was like, did you get where you're going? They were like, yeah. I said, okay. So this has all been a waste of time. But he said, what am I supposed to do? And I started telling him how he should say yes. He said, what am I supposed to do? Just say, yeah, honey, I'll just go get in your lane, even though I don't think it's the right one. And I said, no. What you do is you say, you're so cute when you're my co-pilot.
Oh my,
I love it.
You do that to me and all the time. Now I understand where that's coming from.
And then don't change lanes. Just stay where you are because you're a grown man and you know how to drive a car. But give her a little bit of a yes. And what she described to me was she said, Zach, when you said that, my whole body just relaxed. And then she turns to him and she goes, that would have gotten you laid.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she was saying that Zach Brittle saying that would have gotten her.
No. I think she was saying, like, every time you say no,
yeah,
you create distance between us. Mm-hmm. But even if your no comes out as a yes,
yeah,
then the relationship has an opportunity to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to be wrong. I don't have to shut you down. I don't have to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
I don't have to make you feel bad. I just have to say, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go to Mars. Even if we're really not going to go to Mars.
I'm trying to poke holes in this because I want to not like your theory, but I'm starting to feel it. It's starting to wear on me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, let's talk about Game of Thrones, because I'm not going to spoil it, but now I can't not see this when I'm watching TV.
Do you know that I can't watch Game of Thrones? I tried to. So we have a thing at night where my husband and I will watch a show for 30 minutes. I'll pet him to sleep, and that's our thing. And we were watching Game of Thrones, and I had to go back and rewatch season 2 if I wanted to watch the season finale. So I had to go back and start from where I had left off. It was giving me nightmares. I couldn't watch Game of Thrones. I have to watch like New Girl or something that's super like romantic comedy-ish. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
So this is the last season. They just did it. And a couple episodes toward the end, there's this big battle between the kind of the human army and this kind of zombie army that's coming down from the north. And then there's this little girl, and she's going through the bread line, and the bread line is preparing all these soldiers. And so the guy says, you're going to go over there. You're going to be on that wall. You're going to go over there. You're going to be in the battlefield. And she comes up with her bread bowl and she says, where am I supposed to go? And he goes, oh, this battle is not for you, sweet girl. And she says, but I want to fight.
Hmm.
And then this other character comes over and sits down next to her and says, I'm going to be down in the crypts with my son. And I sure would feel better if you were down there protecting us.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, okay, I'm going to do that job. So they told her yes, mm-hmm. even though it was no. They weren't. She doesn't get to do what she wants to do, but she got a yes, and she got to be like.
And she was cool with it.
Well, she didn't. She'd been tricked, mm-hmm. but she was now proud of her job, and you know, she got to be in this relationship.
I have to say that that makes a lot more sense to me. The yes when you really mean no. When you're referencing children, because I do this all the time with my son, where it's really a no, but I'm saying it in a way where I'm not going to get a 4-year-old tantrum. I'm saying it where I'm going to get him to buy along. He's gonna go along with it. It's not you can't have dessert tonight, but we're gonna have something really special tomorrow morning or something, whatever it might be. It's not a no. It's a no, but it's not a yes.
Yeah. And you know, there's not much difference between a 4-year-old tantrum and a 40-year-old tantrum.
I wish there was, but you're so right on that one.
And I think the objective is still the same, right? Is to say, I hear you, you matter, I'm into it, but hey, can we have sex tonight? I would love nothing more to have sex with you, but I'm not into it tonight. Can we do it tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, good. I mean, mm-hmm. that makes me feel better about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's another show. It's called Barry, and Barry is a serial killer, who discovers acting lessons, and he decides he'd rather be an actor than a killer.
Uh-huh.
And so he's in this acting class. Oh gosh, what's his name? It's the guy who played Stefan on Saturday Night Live, Bill Hader. So he's with this girl in his acting class, and he's taking her home. And because he's a contract killer, he's got like somebody out looking for him. And she says at the door, she says, I don't think you should come in because I don't think we should sleep together right now. And he goes, you know what? You're exactly right. I think I should leave.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yes. And she goes, well, do you want to come in and talk about why I'm right? And he goes, no, I think we're good. So he says yes, by way of saying no.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I like that.
Like I said, I can't not see it. I can't not see it. I see it all the time now.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly trying to use it for my clients, and I'm constantly trying to use it in my house.
I'm really curious about your personal examples of how you've used it, not just with your daughter, but how have you used it like with your wife?
Well, I mean, yesterday, for example, she says, can you get all that stuff in the attic tonight? And I thought about my night and what I had going on. And I was like, yeah, I probably could.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to. Because I have other stuff that's distracting me right now, and but I can get it done before you guys get home from the play on Thursday. Is that a fair trade?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, yeah. But if I said,
nope,
no,
I have other things that are more important to me.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
So that's just a simple example, but I think it's really about finding ways to keep the connection alive.
Yeah.
Even if you can't meet the need.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't want to meet the need.
I think I really like the example that you gave that had to do with sex, because I think that that's a place where refusing sex can cause major wounds in the relationship, where you say, I'm just not into it right now, or I'm not interested. I'm not interested. I'm not horny. I'm not into it. And if you can find a way to still keep that connection alive with your partner while also saying, I'm not interested in having intercourse with you, I'd love that. Like, I think we've talked about this before, where it's, hey, babe, do you want to have sex tonight? You know what? I would love to connect with you. I'm not really feeling particularly horny, but is there anything? Can I give you a massage? Would you like to give me a massage? Do you want to snuggle while we watch a movie? That would be, am I picking up on what you're putting down? Saying yes?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, again, it's really about removing resistance, right? I mean, the other thing is, if I get that answer when I ask for sex, I'm more likely to ask for it again.
Right.
Versus like, nah, not really feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I guess.
I've heard that from so many people where they said they've been rejected so many times for sex. It's just been a no, 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 that they've stopped pursuing their partner.
Yeah.
They've stopped asking for sex. And weirdly enough, if they're at a stalemate, there's no sexy time at all.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was listening to this stand-up comedian talk about sexy time the other day, and she goes, by the way, if you're doing sexy time and you're listening to Pandora, go ahead and upgrade to the premium subscription. Because you don't want to be like, bom, chica, bow, bow, chica, PNC Bank is now going to be.
That's awesome. I 100% know. I actually just found this. This episode is brought to you by Fit Radio. I found this new radio station that is like a Pandora or like Spotify, but it's what my gym uses. And you can find music that syncs to your workout. So because I'm trying to run at a pretty high pace, I can choose music that is going to run or pace, match my pace. And it's all upbeat and I like pop, you know, that girly stuff, but I really like that. Anyway, that's my plug for Fit Radio. They're not actually a sponsor, but if you want to be,
you know where to find us.
You know where to find me.
At the gym. I'll be at the gym. So I don't know. Like I said, I've been kind of just messing around with this theory a lot. And I like it because, particularly when people end up arguing about stuff that just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, to prioritize the relationship over the lane you're in or what we're having for dinner or whatever is just a good strategy. And so I think the problem is obviously if it becomes condescending or if it becomes patronizing, right? Like in the example where I offered, oh, I love it when you're my co-pilot.
Like,
that has to be built into the kind of the tone of the relationship, that we tolerate humor, that we understand that we're not, that sometimes we just care about stuff we don't really need to care about.
Yeah. It's playful. And when you use humor as a repair, we know that humor and repair go hand in hand together. And that's fun. I like it when you say that to me because of the relationship that we have. Although I don't think you've ever said it. I think you've only texted it. Oh, that's sweet. That's what I get from you sometimes. That's adorable.
Yeah. What was it the other day? You were like, I asked you a question and you said, let's talk about it tomorrow. And I said, say something nice.
Yeah. The new response is, am I the big brother or are you the big sister?
Like, yeah.
Who's bossing who around here?
Yeah. So anyway, I guess I'll see you pretty soon.
Yeah. This episode will come out. Let's see here. Next week. So it'll be after our workshop.
And before my birthday.
And before your birthday, which you will get your shirt.
My shirt.
And you better wear it and feel good about it.
Thank you to the fine listeners of Marriage Therapy Radio for validating my dad joke.
Hey, I have something. I actually think we should record another podcast right now because I have something. I'm just coming off of episodes with clients. Coming off of some sessions with clients. And I feel like everybody just kind of goes through the same thing at the same time. And I would love to talk about validating your partner's emotions and not arguing over truth and facts. That one drives me nuts. Arguing over facts drives me bonkers.
Okay.
You want
to do that right now?
Yeah. To be continued.
Okay. So see you later, fine listeners, in about 40 seconds.
Yeah. Well, see you later. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. Just one little marriage hack. A lot of people don't recognize just how much the clutter in their home is actually causing stress on their relationship. If you have a day this summer to go through your home and get rid of the clutter, get rid of the waste, and clean your home up to make it a peaceful place for you to come home, I guarantee that your relationship will be positively affected by the order and neatness in your home. That's my one tip. Thanks so much for all of your energy that you're putting into your relationship, making it better today than it was yesterday.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.